A bit of history made this week with the Senate first and then the House overriding the governor's veto on Senate Bill 509, which will, over a period of time, cut the state income tax.
That's right. It doesn't cut it very much, and it takes a long time to get there, but it is at least a step in the right direction in terms of saying that individuals who earn money do a better job of spending it and deciding where the value is for their dollar than government does. So I'm pleased that, especially given some of the misinformation from the governor's office and some of the pushback from special interest groups, that we were able to convince enough of our members in the Senate and the House was able to convince enough of their members that this really is the right thing for Missouri and the right thing hopefully brings more stability, revenue stability in the future.
First time in I think 93 years has been a change to the income tax law in Missouri.
That sounds right. I didn't go back and do my own numbers, but I think I did see that written somewhere, and that's encouraging. We've seen a lot of states in the surrounding areas cut taxes. I've seen some real positive things out of a lot of those. I know one of the states that is frequently brought up in terms of opposing tax cuts is Kansas. And Kansas really didn't do their tax cut probably the way they should have done it. There's some politics behind that that are too lengthy to go into now. But I think what is important to look at is that Kansas has projected revenues based on their economy. And I heard from their director of revenue just last weekend, and they are significantly above those revenue projections. The folks that want to trash what Kansas did will say, well, that their revenues are down. Well, they are down from what they were prior to the tax cut. As you would expect, it was a tax cut. But in their projections of what the state would do in the new tax environment, the economy is responding even faster than they anticipated. And so it won't be very long until Kansans, I think, even those that opposed their tax cut, will recognize that that was probably a very positive thing for the state. We certainly won't get the kind of economic response that they did because their cut was much larger. But we are hoping that those same basic economic laws will apply and we'll see revenue generated, letting people keep more of their money.
Given it's a 0.5% cut that would take 5 years to implement, after several different criteria have to be met, is it, for lack of a better term, more of a show than something real in terms of it is a cut, but again, there's a long way to get to 0.5% off your income tax?
Well, I guess you could say it is. I don't think it was done for show. I think the very restrictive way it was done was because the political environment in which we're in required it. I think this is all of the tax cut this legislative body was prepared to pass. You were here. You saw the fight that it was just to get the override votes. Senator Krause has worked for years to try to work with this governor to come up with a tax cut proposal that the governor would support, and the rules keep changing. The numbers have to keep getting smaller. The extension of when the tax cuts are implemented and the conditions under which they're implemented keep getting more stringent. And I think finally, a lot of us, at least in our caucus and in this body, said, you know, we're not going to be able to get this governor to sign any kind of a tax cut. Let's decide what we believe we can pass through the Senate and the House and possibly even override a veto on, and then let's pass that. So I think what we have now certainly is a good show, but it wasn't just for show. It was restricted because of the political environment in which we live.
Week left in the regular session. Is there anything that you're looking at as hopeful for making its way through and onto the governor's desk in the next week?
There are a number of issues, too, that are very high on our list of priorities. One is the Common Core bill, which basically requires Missouri to go back and develop our own standards. We've talked about that before. And the other is what's being called the transfer bill, which addresses some of the problems in St. Louis and now in Kansas City because of a judicial ruling and the financial stress that our lack of statutory provisions has created. And so we've been working very hard there to increase the number of choices to those children in those failed districts, and at the same time to address some of the fiscal crises that it has created, and that is a high priority as well. We're working with both bodies of the House. It's an urban and rural. There's a lot of different perspectives on the language of that bill. There are a number of different perspectives on the language in the Common Core bill, but we think we've got a lot of those worked out. Right now, the calendar is probably our biggest enemy.